Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, and welcome to Off the Menu. I'm Lisa Endicott, president of Endicott PR. Join me on today's episode as we talk to Stacey Martin. She's the general manager of Le Méridien, the Stoneleigh Hotel in Dallas, celebrating its centennial next year.
Stacey, thank you for having us to the Stoneleigh today. You've had quite a career in Dallas over the past 25 years. And as we celebrate Restaurant Week, I want to talk about fine dining and fine dining in hotels, of which you've played a major role in several. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. Well, over the years, I've seen a lot of change in hotel restaurants. And back in the day, you know, we focused on having a foo-foo kind of food, and we didn't care if it was good for you. It just had to look good, and it had to taste good. Now we have to focus on it has to look good, it has to taste good, but it also has to be good for it. It can't kill you. We have to worry about whether the cholesterol is all in there, and it has to be good for you. So there's been a focus on having the food be good for you as well. And I think that all of the chefs, and we sure have a lot of them here in town, that everybody knows and loves, and they've focused really hard on making the food not only beautiful food, but food that really resonates for your health. And I feel very fortunate to have been a part of that over the years.
So for locals and guests visiting Dallas, how has the experience of dining and staying at local hotels, even historic hotels, how has that shifted?
I think that dining has changed in the fact that it's not necessarily required to be white tablecloths, white linen, you get dressed up in your Sunday best anymore. I think that while I'm sure there are still, and I know that there still are those places that require a jacket for the gentleman, and you know, you have to have closed-toed shoes and all that sort of thing, I think that we're dressing down a little bit more. Things are a little more casual. And I think that as a society, that's the trend that we're all following. And I think that's happened in the restaurant world, even here in Dallas.
You're in a great neighborhood, very famous historic neighborhood, and lots of landmarks are close by. What do you see guests that come? What do they want to go visit when they come to the Stoneleigh?
They want to visit the Dallas Museum of Art, which is just around the corner. They want to visit the Perot Museum, which is not just a few blocks away. They want to visit the trolley. They hear about the trolley, which there's a stop just about 2.5 blocks away from here. And they want to know, where do I go shopping? Which is, you know, West Village is not very far away at all. And they can go shopping there in some very upscale shopping area.
What are comments that you get from guests just about the history, just the ambiance of the Stoneleigh and Pearl on Maple? What are some of your favorite comments that you get?
Well, of course, they all ask, is it true that you have ghosts? They all want to know about the ghost stories of Stoneleigh. And a couple of our managers actually believe the ghost story. So they always let them know, oh, yes, of course we have ghosts. Pearl on Maple is really a great experience because we cater to the business traveler. We have a great breakfast crowd in the mornings, and we have the kind of breakfast menu that caters to them and the fact that we can get it in it, they can come in and get out quickly. And we also have a great dinner menu that allows them to have, you know, whatever they'd like. It's not Italian, it's not French, it's not a particular type of menu. It's more geared for a bistro, if you will. There's all sorts of different types of food on there that you can pick and choose.
There's also kind of a history of the bar culture in the area.
Yes.
So you are having live music in the bar
and
offerings. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes,
we have a great cocktail menu here at the hotel and quite a lively bar scene. We have live entertainment on Fridays, every Friday, and we also have live entertainment Saturday during the day out at our pool. Our pool is a busy place on Saturdays, and we're also trying to build that on Sundays as well. So people should come and check that out.
And you can dine at the pool as well.
You can. We have a great pool menu.
So being a historic hotel, you have to keep the place up. Mm-hmm. So you've had a number of renovations. Can you tell us kind of some of what the newest parts of the Stoneleigh are?
Well, the Pearl and Maple is the latest renovation that was renovated most recently, as well as the bar. And we actually have a small mini renovation coming up in the bar. We're going to be redoing some of that in the month of July, just a little bit of that, and it'll be all ready by restaurant week. So that's exciting. And then we've also done some work up on the historic 11th floor. And then there has been some work done in the historic suites and in the guest rooms over the years too.
And we're coming up, the hotel is circa 1923, so you're coming up on a big...
Yes,
a centennial
next year. So we're going to do a big celebration for that. We're very excited.
And being a woman, let's talk about that for a minute in this industry. Mm-hmm. So hospitality, restaurants, hotels. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to see female GMs at the helm of major restaurants, major hotels. And you have been one forging that path because you've already had that position, you know, many years prior to this. Can you give us a little perspective about, you know, what that's been like for you?
At the beginning, it was not very easy. It was definitely, sorry guys, a boys' club. It was difficult, and it was difficult to break in. But I figured out a few things, and I figured out a way. And slowly but surely, I made my way in. So it's been a tough road to hoe a little bit, but I have tried really hard to pay it forward. And when I see a young woman trying to do as I did, I always try to help her and show her the things that I know. I'm never threatened by anybody who wants to move up, and I always try to show her the things that she needs to know so she can move up as well.
What was your entry point to the industry?
I worked as a front desk agent when I was 17 years old when I was in high school.
Oh, I kind of have a similar background. Uh-huh. So 15 or 16, mm-hmm. and starting that management and door greeter, hostess.
Yes.
Or host, as we call it now.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
So Can you tell us any of your, I don't know, maybe most interesting events, any anecdotes, any stories to share that are your favorite, favorite opening, favorite event over the past few years?
I think my favorite event was in an Indian wedding that I did in New Jersey, where the groom arrived at the hotel riding an elephant. And he rode up a street, and he was riding the elephant, and it was pretty dramatic. So, and just the whole pageantry of this particular wedding, it was beautiful. But I really liked the fact that he rode an elephant. That's how he chose to arrive.
Well, and you play a special role in having, you know, bringing these celebrations together. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have the memory if you hadn't had a hand in helping it come together.
Well, I love events. I think they're fun, and I enjoy the whole logistical thing, the whole organization. I just really love it because there's so many moving parts, and I like to see it all put together, and I love to see the folks walk away saying, wow, they did it for us, and this is awesome, and thank you. That's enough for me.
Well, and we'll have Restaurant Week for about a month, and as we move into fall, you all have celebrations and dinners here at Pearl on Maple.
Can you
tell us a little bit about what you normally do?
Yes, each month we do a different activation. We work with some of the local breweries. For instance, in September, we're going to work with Deep Ellum. We've worked with Duckhorn Winery. We've worked with Antinori Wines. We've worked with Casamigos Tequila. And we've done different dinners. And we've gotten quite a little following. And so we do these activations each month. And we have a guest speaker, and we pair the brewery or the winery or the adult beverage with a special menu. And it's usually a four-course menu. And folks come, and they listen to the specialist, and they eat the food, and the chef comes out. And it's really quite a nice time. So we do that in the fall and going into the spring.
You're really tying in that experience factor.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Which is great for locals and guests.
Yes, thank you.
Any thoughts on Dallas? How Dallas has changed overall?
Oh my goodness. I remember when I first came to Dallas in my 20s, Dallas was, I mean, you could get to work in 15 minutes. Now it takes an hour. And it was just a small city. And now it's, you know, I think it's overtaking even Chicago and Houston in size, which is really remarkable. And I'm excited for Dallas in the fact that it's going to get a new convention center. I think that's really important. We can't vie for those top tier conventions that make our city successful as a destination without a top tier convention center. So I'm happy that the city is moving forward with that. I think that some of the plans for downtown, as far as the growth and the overall plan, are really exciting. And I think that overall the city is on the right track. So I'm excited for Dallas.
And now the mayor is even talking about a potential second NFL team.
Nah, I don't think that will happen.
There's enough to do.
Yes, there's enough to do. We don't need a second NFL team.
Any other closing thoughts? Anything you want to share that we haven't shared?
Well, I think that I'm really grateful for you asking me to do this. And I'm really excited to be in Dallas because we're such a food town. And who would have thunk it you know, that Dallas would be a vying to be such a food town compared to Chicago and Atlanta and DC and New York and all these other towns that have always been a food town. Now we're a food town too, and I'm excited for us to be celebrating our 25th anniversary of Restaurant Week, and I'm excited to be in good company for Restaurant Week, and I'm just excited to be talking with you today. So thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.